including homogeneous and inhomogeneous. So what we will do today, first of all, we will start from considering what is called Lorentz invariant normalization of states. It's a technical issue, but it's actually intimately connected with this transformation property. Second, I will derive explicit expression in quantum field theory for generators of Lorentz group. They also operators, and they are expressed through our operators like phi. Okay, let us, maybe we should wait usually a little bit more. Yeah, I just started just talking the today program, so you lost nothing. So I show that all these generators, translation, rotation, and boost in quantum field theory, they are expressed through fields. Actually, they expressed, one can get this expression from Noether's theorem, right? In the case of Noether's theorem, those conserved currents, and it was even in first assignment, are expressed through this field. And then we will consider what is called Green function, and in particular, famous Feynman propagator in this particular simple theory, Klein and Gordon also today. So those things are primary important. Okay, so let me, do we have, yeah, we have a lot of, this is good. Okay, so as I said, we start from Lorentz invariant Okay, so far we introduced our states like that. We define them. This is state. I just started that, which is called vacuum or ground state, right? This state. Is Lorentz invariant. We will see this actually later explicitly, but it's Lorentz invariant state. And this one particle operator with momentum q, and we produce this state. Now we know how this guy transform under Lorentz transformation and translation, right? So if we define this state like that one, which is nothing wrong, then we know with you that in this case, the norm of this state, which is inner product, this state with state with momentum p, is this. This we already also derived. Nothing wrong with that, but let me show that actually this normalization is not Lorentz invariant. One can work with this. It's not excluded. Many people actually like this normalization, but our text is based on another one, Lorentz invariant, and for your
convenience, I will consider, of course, this one, but also this Lorentz invariant. And we will use quite often Lorentz invariant. This normalization is not Lorentz invariant. I will show why. Let us show this. Okay, we know that let's consider transformation Q. This guy goes due to lambda transformation vector Q prime, you could say, or maybe it's say new vector prime. Or maybe I could just write this. So under lambda, we know that this guy goes U lambda and Q. And this is this U lambda A dagger U lambda the minus one U lambda vacuum. I could write this, but as I told you, this operator acting on this ground state gives this ground state itself because it's invariant under Lorentz. This is actually equal vacuum state itself, right? But we will see. In this particular model, we could calculate this because, as I promised, today we will get expression for all generators, and you could check that it is. I just at this moment, I just tell you that it's okay. Okay, so this is this stuff, and now. We have this transformation. Okay. At this moment, let me calculate this stuff. What we know, okay, so this is a question. I will consider this. What we know, we already consider transformation under Lorentz transformation lambda, and we consider this operator acts like this. So U to the minus one, U. We have here U to the minus one. But so we know this is I derived last time. Okay, from here we can take instead lambda to the minus one, right? We can use any transformation. Then what we have in this case, U lambda. In this case, what we have that U lambda to the minus one is, of course, this is group property. This, right? So because of that, what we now have, if we substitute lambda to the lambda 1, this guy becomes U lambda. And this guy become U to the minus 1. And now you should everywhere substitute, okay, this is instead lambda, lambda to the minus 1. Then we have this. Not lambda to the minus 1 now, but lambda. And this. Okay. So now we know how this guy transforms. So just substitute this stuff. So I want to consider this equality here. Then I know that this is equal, just substitute. Okay, so this is we derived. I will put now this guy. So we derive that you see under transformation lambda, my state Q, and this is you could write like that. Right? Okay, so you can see that this state transforms in such a way that besides changing momentum inside this bracket, we have also this factor, which we derived last time. Okay. Of course, similarly, this bra state, this is cat state in language of Dirac. But this state, okay, goes under lambda, same factor. And now we have lambda p. Okay. Now, therefore, now we can calculate what is going on with normalization. Before we had this, right? Now we know what is going. This guy, Q, which was 2 pi Q delta 3 P minus Q. Now this guy transform to the following one. So we should substitute this, say, new state, right, which we got after Lorentz transformation with prime, and we know this state, so we just substitute them, and we have from each state, we have now this square root, so we have just this without square root, square of this. You will see that it works. 2 pi q and delta 3 lambda p minus lambda q.
Can you have the, you took out the square root, but aren't the terms different? You have e lambda p and e lambda q.
Right, but we have this delta function here, right? Delta function means that this guy equals this. P and q equal, right? Otherwise, it's zero.
Yeah.
Right? Delta function always non-zero only when argument is zero. So it means this equals this or p equals q, right? So it's okay. So I could use either q or p here. Doesn't matter, right? Okay. So certainly compare this answer and this. The form is not Lorentz invariant, right? Here, no actually any factors beside 2 pi cube, but here we got this one. So this is non-Lorentz invariant form. But we can easily change this. Now let me introduce what Peshkin used, conventional, and many people, including me, I use sometimes this, sometimes that, conventional Lorentz invariant normalization. Okay, now we define, now same letter I will write, Q, but now definition is a little bit different. I put 2 E Q and as before this A dagger. So difference only in this factor. Then normalization you can easily check just because of is this. This guy equal and this is this 2 say E Q. This additional factor appears, and as before, we have this delta function and 2 pi q. Just one factor appears, right, because of that. Before we had compared this, only this factor. Okay, now under Lorentz transformation. What's going on with this normalization? So we have what we have, this our new state, Q will transform like that. So let me write Q, this my state, 2 E Q A dagger Q 0 transform under lambda like that. Of course, we will get square root like before because what matters here, not this factor when we consider transformation, but this guy, right? This is just number. So we get as before this. And now we have this right as this factor. Okay. Now we could cancel this, right? And we have nice answer. Look, we have 2. Right? So same form as guy with Q. And it's correct. Lambda Q here, lambda Q here. And this is, by definition, is nothing else but my state with new normalization, lambda Q, right? So I define, this is definition. All state of this type, you see, the same momentum is this. Now we have the same lambda Q, so this is this state. You can see that form, same, right? Same form. This is means Lorentz invariance of normalization, because what we have, maybe I could write, then just calculate with this new state, lambda p state, lambda q state, and we will get this answer 2 e lambda say q 2 pi cube delta 3 lambda p minus lambda q. You see, we have absolutely same form as for normalization with momentum p. Compare this and this. It's same. This is factor 2. It's not essential. Just it's historically convenient to put 2. You will see it's also connected with. Anyway, you will see how it works. Sometimes quite convenient. You could put 100 if you want. It's still Lorentz invariant, right? This number is irrelevant. Here. Okay, so this is what Peshkin used in his text, and many people, and it's convenient sometimes. You will see, we will use this stuff. Now, be careful with one thing. It's very often convenient to consider what is unity for all for subspace of one particle state. Let me write when we have this normalization. Then I will show what is going on when we have, maybe actually I could write, with this new one, and then I will show you with the old one. Okay, unity for, what does it mean? This is unity operator, and it's one particle. We will see in a moment how it works. Here, for this new normalization, has this form. I will show you why. Let me show how it works. It works in this way. If I act this operator on any state Q, I will get this same state. So let me show how it works. Okay. Acts by acts on on Q, by this operator. Okay, then what we will get is this. This is our number. And this I have P, Q inner product, right? I just add by this operator. So I got state P with all this integral. But I know this stuff, right? So I can use my new normalization, right, for this stuff. This is it. Now, delta function. Times, and substitute this stuff, right? 2e q 2 pi cube delta 3 p minus q, right? Okay, you could cancel now this guy, because P equal Q, EQ and EP equal. So I could cancel this two. And now I could integrate over P. And delta function remove this integral and gives me nothing else but state Q. Right? Look, so we have now only P and delta function P minus Q. Integrate over D3P, you just should put in your, oh, I did not write, oh, yes, yes, it's okay. Just should put in this state Q, that's it. This is action of delta function. So it's really unity. So this factor is necessary in this case because we have this factor there. In the old normalization, you no need to write this, right? Because no this factor in the old one, non-Lorentz invariant, right? So just sometimes don't make mistake. If you work, one should be consistent working with the states. If you work with this Lorentz invariant, you should remember that it's a little bit unusual. People, mathematicians say measure. Not just D3 pi over 2 pi cube, which is standard, right, for Fourier. But you should put here. If you use old normalization, know this factor. It's clear, right? That's it. So just be careful with that. And we certainly encounter this type, right?
What is the physical meaning of this normalization? So I suppose we change the definition of raising the
radio. No, no, it's like in quantum mechanics, right? In quantum mechanics, you have wave function. And usually we use normalization 1, but you could use square root of 2. You see, point is that one should be consistent with everything. Just remember when you calculate observable sum. You could use any, you see, normalization, but one should be just consistent. But.
And
It's projection operator on one particle state. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's unity operator in subspace of one particle state, but if you consider two particles, three, it really projects only one particle state. Because if I put two particle state, of course, it will be zero here. Because no two particle state here. But, okay. Okay. Now, let me consider interpretation of the following state. State of this time. So before we act on vacuum A dagger P, so we produce, we already showed this last time, that this state carries momentum P and energy square root of P square plus M square. But now I want to act the field in coordinate space on vacuum. It's easy, right? Because we know this state. So we write this state, P, and just substitute this stuff. Then we have, of course, this our integral. Now, look here. This is in our field phi x, we have this factor with 2. This is why people, it's convenient in many cases to put this factor with 2 there. So it's connected thing because they will cancel in many. There will be cancellation. So the origin why we use with this factor 2 is connected that we have 4 phi x. This stuff. Okay, this does not give anything here, right? This operator, because it annihilates vacuum, right? Only this guy produced something. So this guy.
Is it a positive pi?
No. Sorry?
Dagger at least. Positive pi appears.
Oh, right, right. Thank you. Certainly. Oh, by the way, I made mistake here. Sorry. Yeah. So plus, of course, here and minus. Right. Okay. And so this guy annihilate. Only this part contribute. And now we write in this way. And now A dagger P. Now I put the following, this factor. And this factor. Maybe, yeah, I could put exponent here. And vacuum. I put additional factor in denominator and numerator. Now, A dagger P, this factor, maybe actually, let me write a little bit better because it's not error, but better organized. I want to do this stuff. So let me. Put this stuff here. It's same, but more clear. And now we have okay. So what I did, I put this and this. This is one, of course. Now, point is that this is our new vector with new normalization, right? So we have this answer. Okay? So, by definition, we use now Lorentz invariant normalization. Okay, if we did not have this factor, right, then it would look exactly like usual transformation in non-relativistic quantum mechanics from momentum space to coordinate space, right? This is would be, but now we have this additional factor. Okay, by the way, note that for the case when this momentum much less than my mass, EP is constant, right? This factor 2EP is approximately 2m. So it's P independent. That means that in non-relativistic limit up to some just constant, it's really essentially looks like localized one particle state in coordinate space, because this guy gives me in coordinate representation just delta x, right? So this is up to this constant non-relativistic. So in relativistic physics, point is that in relativistic theory, not so easy to produce things like operator of the coordinate, for example, which we work in non-relativistic field. Point is that in some sense, we do not have in classical meaning absolutely localized state in relativistic quantum theory. So still, it's convenient. It's again just convenience to consider the state like a state where in which this operator phi x produce particle not with momentum p, but particle which is localized at coordinate x. This will be our interpretation. So, is interpreted as a particle created at position x. In support of this interpretation, let's calculate this. Calculate the following inner product. So I have this state phi vacuum and p state. Okay, so it's easy to calculate, check by yourself. But again, remember that we use always this state. And let me write answer. The answer will be exactly this. So it's actually expression for plane wave, usual. And this is what you have in non-relativistic dynamics, quantum mechanics, same stuff, non-relativistic quantum mechanics. If you calculate the state x, p, this is, of course, you have plain way. Up to some factor which is connected with your normalization. So we, this is just interpretation. Point is that in relativistic dynamics, observables which we can measure actually much less than you would expect. Essentially, what we measure in relativistic dynamics, this is something connected with scattering. So S matrix, what we do on accelerators. But this is just convenient, it seems, interpretation sometimes we will use. Now I finished with this stuff. What I will do the next is the following. Last time I showed how we can, how our operators phi x and a dagger transform under Lorentz transformation. Now I want to get explicit form for Klein-Gordon theory. U A and U lambda in QFT. Actually, we will get even in general case. Okay, let me again start like last time, classical theory. Field theory. So when, let me consider to be concrete lambda, when, or I will write once, or x going lambda x, classical field phi x goes to phi prime x, and this guy equal u a, oh, sorry. Or it's actually, it's better to write, sorry, which is equal x minus a, as we are good, or this is classical theory, so I just use this, which is so this is what's general argument, that when we produce x to x plus and this lambda, here we have this. So we, it's valid in both quantum theory and and classical. Now, if we already started very first class, if we take say u a, u a, this one, and u lambda, this is what I start from, I believe, first class with P mu, this is I d mu. we would get, and it's easy to check, and this is I derived first class UA phi x, which would be phi x plus, not minus, and U lambda phi x would be phi lambda x, which is incorrect. We want to get actually lambda to the minus one and minus. Thus, the correct choice would be in classical for field is this UA exponent as before, but now you should put not minus, but plus, and U lambda is again plus. You should, we used, I believe, 1/2, right? It seems. Now in quantum field theory, what is going on quantum field theory? So we know in quantum field theory, let me consider just translation, but it will be clear, or then I will write in the end answer. It will be clear why for also Lorentz. Okay, or maybe let's consider Lorentz. It's more complicated a little bit. Okay, so states, as we worked with you today, transform, I already said this, to U lambda psi, while operators phi x going phi prime x, and this guy equal u minus 1 to the minus 1 a phi x u a. Same story, of course, for translation. But now, in classical theory, we know with you explicit form for this operator, like this derivative operator, right? And we also know this. So everything is known. Now, what is the explicit form of U lambda and UA, right? I did not write for UA, but it's same. In QFT, in quantum field theory. Okay, this is now attention. It's simple, but follow careful myself. Recall that we, when we discussed Noether's theorem, P zero was T zero zero D three X. This is tensor energy momentum component zero zero, and this is Hamiltonian density the 3x, and now let me write Klein-Gordon, right? Just to be concrete, in the case of Klein-Gordon, this was what we already worked out. Now, pi I connected with spatial translations. This and incline Gordon, quite simple. Okay, so this is what we have. So we have with you now in quantum theory the form of these operators. You see, they express through fields and momentum. In classical, it was just derivative. But we know that we can get generators for Lorentz transformation, including both boost and rotation, when we know this p mu, right? Point is that, let me write, then j mu nu equal. I just write what is written here, but in terms of x mu and p nu. And now in quantum field theory, we know this p nu p mu written here. So we write this. Okay, this is important result, by the way. So what we derived with you? We derived now all generators, because we know everything, those T0, 0, T0, I as function of quantum operators. We derived all those generators. And because we know now the correct construction for UA, U lambda, you should just substitute those. Here is something wrong. This is right. With plus. So we know those guys. Now you should substitute in this exponent those operators I derived. Of course, you could, and this was in first assignment, I asked you to derive this right in first assignment from Noether's theorem to derive the generator. But I showed you just simple argument how you could come. So you can see that these Lorentz generators, they quite in nice natural way are expressed through fields, because we know it's same guy. You see, the main point is same guy, this T mu nu, tensor energy momentum, you can see is responsible for both. Translations, they are expressed, but actually boost and rotation also connected. So tensor energy momentum is actually always in heart of any quantum field theory. You can see its importance, right? So Lorentz group is essentially reflection of some transformation connected with this guy, right? Everything is expressed through this guy concerning all generators. It's extremely important point, and tensor energy momentum always question number one. When you start new quantum field theory, new model, it's always important because it governs
many important things. You can see them, right? Okay, so we actually now derive this. And now I just would like to check explicit action of these generators on our states. For example, translation. I will consider only translation. Because, but you could, you will see that in the same way, of course, you could consider this. So we, again, this is quantum field theory. Some questions here. It's okay? So it's a little bit heuristic arguments I gave, but as I also would like to say, you could, of course, derive all this stuff in quantum field theory from Noether equation. And in some sense, in assignment number one, this question was. I showed, and it's in text, how you could derive expression for these guys we derived with you, right? From Noether's theorem. But also, in assignment was to derive this stuff. Okay, no question, then let me go. Now explicit check and use of this equation, how they add. Point is that we already, I derived last time how these operators should transform under Lorentz transformation, right? So we know that U with this lambda Q and so on, right? And phi X, we know this. But now we, okay, let me, we know. There. This I derived last time and I used on that blackboard. Actually, I did not, sorry. But this is I derived. And of course, for a dagger, you always can get result for a dagger from this taking Hermitian conjugation of this equality, right? Then, of course, we just get minus here. This is Minkowski product. So there is also energy P0T. Time component. Okay, now take first, let's consider first translation connected with time. We change. Take first A like this. So let me call AT because it's connected with time translation. And spatial part is zero, right? So we consider only now translation of time, no spatial. Then UA in this case will be T
H, and this guy AP, right? So, because my generator P0, but this is Hamiltonian, right? So P0, this generator of, if you like, we can write once P0, but this is nothing else but Hamiltonian, not Hamiltonian density, but this integral, actually. Now let me show that using this operator H, this operator, with this expression in Klein-Gordon equation, I will get this correct answer. So I explicitly will use, check this. So we have this. So we should prove with you that with this particular Hamiltonian, which is written here, Klein-Gordon, right, this guy, I will get this answer. Okay. Then I will calculate just explicitly, you and me, u to the minus 1, at, a, p, u, a, t, which is u minus I, h, a, t, a, p, h, a, t. And now let me write this Hamiltonian, but in terms of A and A dagger operator. We derived already with you this. H equal, let me recall, d3p over 2 pi cube. And we had this E p and A dagger p A p. Right? We derived this last time. So this guy is the same like this guy. Okay. Now use equation 17, which I wrote then, and it's easy to check by yourself. When we consider this relation between this Hamiltonian and AP. So you can see if I put Hamiltonian from left-hand side on right-hand side, there is additional term. It's easy to check because we know all commutation relation. And therefore, or hence, we have, if we repeat this n times, okay, let me, oh, right, it's okay. A, P, if we derive this and repeat n times, we will get this. Okay, so if we take nth power of h, put on the right, we will get just nth power of this combination h. Then let's consider what we calculate, this exponent. AP. You see, I should calculate this. Now I want to do this by using this formula. Now expand those two exponent, this left on the left hand side, exponent in Taylor series. It's equal this 1 minus I H A T okay, plus minus I H square A T square plus and so on. Now we have A P and our just exponent. I will not touch it on the right hand side. And now use this relation I showed you, how we can move all those powers of H from left to right through operator AP. What we will get is this. Now we move all this stuff on the right of AP. And our exponent on the right. Let me, you will see it better now. Okay? So look what I did. I have this. Now I put all this expression on the right of this guy. And it has the same form like before, but instead H, we have H minus EP. Because of this relation, right? Okay. So this is equal. Now we can use, this is Taylor expansion, but not for H, but for H minus EP, but exponent. It's again exponent. Oh, the only point I believe I made a typo, this is exponent, right? So this is 1/2, right? Because we have n factorial. Okay. So now we can write that all this infinite series gives me again, exponent. And but now this cancel. They commute with each other, of course, and we have a team. And this exponent survive. But this is what we need because it's exactly, look, it's exactly what we have for A, second line. If we take, you see, we have additional factor, this exponent with plus. So in the case of just time translation, we have this. So we really prove that when we use this particular Hamiltonian, we derive correct transformation property. And same, of course, will be for I dagger. We will get for I dagger that for You always can take to get Hermitian conjugation of this. We have this u minus 1 a t a dagger t and u a t, and we will get answer like that, a dagger p exponent, but with minus. Let me write something like I put exponent e minus e p a t. So we proved this for time translation. Actually, you see, it's quite important thing. So now you know how generators of Lorentz group are expressed through in this simple theory, of course. But those expressions valid in any theory, quantum field theory. Only expression for P will be different, right? And you use these operators composed of fields in order to consider transformation of your field. It's quite, it's something. Now, same story, this you could check by yourself. So this I put QED, we prove this, it means what we need for the case of time translation. For, if I take for, it's even easier in that case, check. If I now consider only spatial translation, no time. if one uses equation 19, I put these numbers on blackboard last time, then now we take this P, this operator, right, connected with translation. So this operator, when we have this AP, gives me this relation P operator minus P small, very similar like in the case of and P in the case of, I could of course consider N here, and this will be N. And this guy we also derived last time. Oh, it's of course connected with this, but we can rewrite in momentum space this same operator like this P small integral A P A P. So it's same, absolutely same story. Main point, you see, the relation is same. So now instead, this factor connected with AT, we will get momentum, of course, usual here, essentially what is written there. Okay. This we showed for A operator. Now let's show that we get correct result with this operator. It's almost evident for field phi x. So you can see that, oh, this is classical theory. But okay, let's show now. That phi prime x, which is this guy, that this guy is this. Right? We need to get this. It's actually easy. Because we know already this relation for those relations we proved with our operator. So, okay, let's do this. I just substitute express everything through A and A dagger. So Fourier transform for my field, phi. And I have but now we know how those guys act on this AP. We just calculated. So we just substitute the result, right? That we have these factors, or those factors in second line, right? We know how they act. Look at the second line at the top. Just those factors appears. And this is nothing else but, of course, phi of x minus a. Again, QED. Okay. Questions here. So what we derived with you, I will not consider action of Lorentz generators. But it's more involved, of course. It's better in that case consider infinitesimal, at least, to check that everything is correct. But it works. But you see, you got a kind of weapon new. So now you know those generators in quantum field theory, right? How they look. They are expressed through tensor energy momentum. This is main point, you see. And actually, now in quantum field theory, another group is extremely popular. It's extension of Lorentz group. It's called conformal group. Conformal group. It includes Lorentz group as subgroup, but you have other transformation. Again, tensor energy momentum is in heart of that group. All generators additional also are expressed. This is why this guy, tensor energy momentum, is so important. And of course, in gravity, tensor energy momentum is primarily important, right? In Einstein equation, we have this guy, tensor energy momentum, right? So you can see in quantum field theory, his role crucial, also maybe even not even more crucial, but anyway, it's equally important. And it's, yeah.
It seems to me,
okay, sure. Right. This theorem is called Noether theorem. Noether theorem. It's same.
point is that you can do Noether's theorem in quantum field theory. You will get all expression. Actually, it's same stuff. No difference. Noether's theorem can be considered, just do this by yourself. But Noether's theorem gives you all generators because it gives all conserved currents, in particular currents connected with translations, spatial and time translation. So Noether's theorem is crucial here. It's a little bit heuristic derivation, but actually in assignment number one, I asked you to derive, to get in quantum, in Klein-Gordon generators from Noether, right? So Noether's theorem, nothing better, and it's perfect actually. So it gives you exactly all expression for all conserved currents. And those currents connected with Lorentz transformation and translation. Right, we still have something. I maybe start and then. Okay, so now I want, by using this derivation, Heisenberg equation of motion. And it's connected with connection between Schrödinger picture and Heisenberg picture also. Okay, I start relation between you see, in the case of a subject like quantum field theory, it's certainly not enough just to follow me. You know, as I always say to my students, your hand should be dirty, not just head. So this exercise is very important. It's very difficult otherwise. You should feel by your fingers, you know. Not just by brain. It's also, of course, crucial, but kind of, it should be a real thing. Okay, take our guy A, and I will take in this form. So my AT, what I used is just T. Then we can use what we derived. Phi x, this is Schrödinger, no dependence on t. This is value of Heisenberg operator at t equal 0, which is equal phi t x at t equal 0. And this is this. Why? Because this translation t changed t to t minus t, right? To 0.
This is why this guy at t equals 0 is just this. Right, and this is, of course, we can substitute our operator. We know already how this looks. Or I could write this. I invert and I express Heisenberg operator through Schrodinger. Just I could put those exponents on the left hand side. Or it means phi t x, this is the same. Equals this. Okay. So I just now express inverse expression Heisenberg through. Also, same story for momentum operator, pi, momentum density operator, pi tx equal between two pictures. Okay. And for general operators which express through those phi and p, and we have all other operators are composites, are expressed through those phi and p, so we know them. And for a general operator, general operator. Oh, yeah, everything. O, for example, let me write O, operator, general, right? Which depends on T and X, right? We have this O, T, X is this. This is X expressed through its Schrodinger image. So you can see, that's it. Maybe we stop here. All desks full. No, I don't want. And it's 12 noon already. So you can see that what we always knew about Heisenberg picture and Schrodinger from the point of view of Lorentz group and translation is simple. It's just translation, right? Heisenberg operator by exactly T. Of course, we change this T. That's it. So it's connected with translation in time, nothing more. So could you imagine that when actually first who discovered quantum mechanics was Heisenberg. And when Schrodinger wrote his work with his version, it wasn't clear whether it's same. So they got same results for oscillator, for example, and it was still unclear. And then who proved that they are equivalent? Essentially, he said there is transformation, was Schrodinger. He was quite good mathematical physicist. He told about himself like that. I cannot be number one, but as a number two, I am the best one. This is he said about himself. And it's true, actually, it was true. He did not never had a kind of, you know, first crazy idea like Heisenberg had. But he was great physicist too, but first of all, mathematical physicist. And he proved this many times, actually. But he was extremely thoughtful man. He, by the way, was the first who recognized the role of quantum mechanics in biology. And he wrote famous book, which is still published, it seems, every 5 years because it's super bestseller. It's called Life from the Point of View of Physicists. And he first recognized that some things connected with quantum mechanics, first of all, this spectrum not continuous like in hydrogen atom, but discrete spectrum. It actually, in this case, system is more stable because certainly in order to change system like hydrogen atom, you should use, for example, photon, but with high frequency, right? In order would electron go from one orbit to another. But in classical theory, any external action would change the system. But in quantum mechanics, we have a kind of threshold for them, right? Because we have those gaps in it. And he first said that this is crucial for biological system. Now it's completely correct, actually. It's very important for, and mutation, is it in English mutation, I said, right? Mutation, again, you have threshold for mutation. Otherwise, we would change every minute. Could you imagine? So quantum mechanics is extremely important to survive like human being because you could wake up and it's like in Kafka novels, you are not a human being, but you know, insect or something. Right. So Schrödinger was extremely thoughtful man and very educated man. He was also philosopher and poet. Yeah. He wrote poems.
When did I?
Actually, in Vienna, I believe either late 60s or 70s. Right. We will not meet. But in Vienna, I'm sure there is something special place for him because he really great man, right? Not just physicist or because I believe quantum mechanics is the kind of top achievement of the mankind for the whole history of mankind, frankly. It's incomparably more important, even general relativity, which is amazingly important. But quantum mechanics is it's different level, I think. Because it's so far away from classical pictures we had in our mind. And it's also learned us that we are kind of limited, maybe, in learning. Anyway, it's interesting stuff, but we should stop here.